When the hand-painted sign business took a nosedive, Bill Smith taught himself to draw caricatures. He says the hardest part of the learning curve wasn't the actual drawing. It was figuring people out.
Everybody goes through this. They see people every day of the week. But what they don't do is really see them. They see the face, but they don't really see the person.
Smith sits quietly at a table covered with paper, pencils, and rubber bands. Leaning over a clipboard, he sketches furiously on a white page. Sometimes he wears his glasses, and sometimes they remain on top of his head, nestled in his white hair.
Usually start with something like an egg, something like that. And about in the middle, that's where the eyes are, and you come down here. Caricatures is my thing, because if I draw you perfectly, my camera can do that. The camera can't do what I do.
Smith explains a caricature like this. It's just an essence of a person. And if you can't tell who it is, then he didn't do it right.
They usually ask me, do you want me to pose? I says, well, what do you want to look like? Well, this, that, and the other thing. Sometimes they come to me and they tell me what they want. Make me 10 years younger, make me 30 pounds lighter, and you can tell that's something that bothers them.
Smith says he doesn't want to be the best caricature artist in the world, but he'd like to be the fastest. He can clock in a caricature in 2 minutes. He spends most Saturdays in the Cotton Exchange, but he's often hired for events like weddings, company parties, and fundraisers. He says people have more in common than they'd like to think.
I learned a lot about people. A lot of people are lonely. They won't be the ones to connect to me. I'll have to speak first. And they light up because somebody is paying attention to them. Oh, I might see four or five older women coming down the hall in a Cotton Exchange, and I say, how are you girls today? What is this, a beauty contest?
Smith draws many Marines and their families who travel down to Wilmington from Jacksonville on the weekends.
They come down with their families. I don't even charge them because they've already paid. You know, they've been to Afghanistan and been to Iraq and places like that. And they draw their kids, and a lot of those kids need to smile.
He sometimes works in assisted living homes, drawing people who are diagnosed with Alzheimer's and unable to keep hold of memories.
But they looked at the picture, and something in their mind says, that looks familiar to me, you know, or that looks maybe like I did a while ago.
Caricatures usually poke fun at physical features, but this has never been Smith's aim. As a kid, he received a toxic immunization that paralyzed the muscles in his right eye.
I took a lot of abuse from the kids in school. You know, they would laugh at me and stuff like that. And because I've been through it, I know what it's like. And I don't do that to people. You take up on people's great points, whatever they are, you know, because they have something inside of them that they need to share with other people.
Smith says he makes a decent living drawing caricatures, but he definitely doesn't do it for the money.
I'm just happy to be doing what I'm doing. And as long as I'm able to do it, that's good with me.
Sarah Wood, WHQR News.